FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health MEC Namagugu Simelane has denied claims of a medication shortage in public health facilities.
We don't have a challenge of shortage in medication. About a week or so ago, we even went to our depot. There is no problem. Medication is there. Medication is available.
Recent reports indicated that the department was struggling to supply medication to hospitals and clinics in the province. The situation led to calls from Action SA and KZN for Simelane to address allegations that suppliers weren't being paid. The MEC says the issue has been resolved.
We have a challenge generally as a department. And as a result of that, we have had to watershed our payment of service providers. However, that doesn't mean we have not been paying service providers. At some point, you would find that there would be a challenge and there was one or two companies that decided to withhold their medication because they had not been paid. But that has been sorted.
The SA National Defence Force says the ceremony for the handover of the remains of 14 South African soldiers will take place this evening. The SANDF had to postpone this morning's memorial service due to commitments in Parliament. President Cyril Ramaphosa is scheduled to deliver his response to the joint debate on his State of the Nation address in the afternoon. The 14 soldiers who were part of the UN's peacekeeping mission in the DRC lost their lives in an attack by the armed group M23 last month. Their remains are being repatriated and will arrive at the Swartkop Air Force Base in Centurion. In international news, Vladimir Putin's understood to have agreed with Donald Trump to begin immediate negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. The U.S. president says they discussed working together to secure peace in a phone call and has contacted Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian leader says it was a productive conversation.
I'm grateful to President Trump for his sincere interest in our common opportunities, in how we can bring real peace together. It was a long conversation, and President Trump informed me of what Putin had told him. We believe that America's strength is enough to push Russia and Putin to peace together with us.
Speaking at the White House, Trump told reporters he'll meet with Putin soon.
We expect that he'll come here and I'll go there. And we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia. The first time we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done. But we want to end that war. That war is a disaster. And I think we'll probably end up at some point getting a ceasefire in the not too distant future.
And finally, as we mark World Radio Day, UNESCO says despite evolving technology, radio remains a powerful tool for connecting people all over the world. The UN agency says the day, which was established in 2012, celebrates radio's role in communication, especially during climate disasters like storms and floods, by delivering reliable information and giving listeners a platform. On the weather front, 29 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today, Richards Bay, 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.